Well, that was one to forget. The Bombers took a tough loss on the road Saturday night, falling 5-2 to the Yorkton Terriers. The home team took the lead midway through the first period on Teddy Bear Toss night, with Greg Nelson pouncing on a rebound from Harmon Laser Hume and letting a plume of plush toys clatter to the ice. Once the toys were cleaned up and the boys came back to play, Colton Corrin got on the board for Yorkton 2 minutes later, capitalizing on a turnover by Jeremy Tremblay and beating Harmon Laser Hume. Yorkton led 2-0 after the first. Jacob Vaukler would get Flynn Flon on the board in the first minute of the second period, picking a corner on a Bomber power play, but that would be as close as the maroon and white would get. Dylan Ruptash scored 3 minutes later to extend the lead, then added another goal late in the frame on a stickless Laser Hume to make it 4-1 Terriers. Flynn Flon's offense would continue the search for chances in the third, putting up 19 shots in the third alone, but came up mostly empty. Vaukler went to unorthodox lengths to try and spark the team, going for a through-the-legs tweener shot off a rush, but Terrier goalie Caleb Allen made the stop. Jackson Martins had a late chance of his own, but Allen robbed him with the glove. Ruptash would complete the natural hat trick with moments to go in the game, popping a puck over backup Kenneth Marquardt to make the result obvious. Alexi Silvestre would add a goal of his own in the dying seconds, but the result would not change. Allen made 38 saves for the Terriers, while Laser Hume stopped 26 saves before being pulled after the second period. Marquardt made 6 stops in the final period in relief. The Bombers will have a quick chance at redemption next week, playing the Terriers again at the Whitney Forum December 9. From there, the Bombers will play 2 games against LaRange, first at home December 16, then on the road December 17 before heading out for the holiday break.